a hard time, but how do you like me now?
How do you like me now?
We can do hard things.
Now that I'm on my way.
But how do you like me
you
now?
You still think I'm crazy.
How do you like
standing
me now?
Here today.
Scotty on US 99.
I love this so much because if you have a story of a time you started in a really dark place or you were down and out and you were in a place you're like, I don't know how I'm going to get through this, but now you're like thriving and you look around and say, how do you like me now? That's the whole point of this. 312-946-4995. I believe when you share these stories that people that are in that low place right now have a little bit of hope that even they can get out. So let's get your stories. Kelly in Buffalo Grove, what's your How Do You Like Me Now story? Where were you and where are you now?
I got divorced when my kids were 1 and 3, so I was a single mom for a lot of years, but now I've got myself a wonderful man who is an awesome father figure to my kids, and my ex and I co-parent really well, and everyone's happy and healthy, and, you know,
I love
that. There is light on the other side.
There you go.
How do you like me now?
That's the thing with divorce, too, is in the moment, it seems like the worst thing, the worst possible decision. But I always say divorce is not always a bad thing because it can put you in a much better place for you and your kids at the same time. So it's a hard decision to make, but it's not always necessarily a bad thing. So great job. Thank you so much for calling.
Thanks so much. Have a great day.
Aubrey in Plainfield, what's your How Do You Like Me Now story? Where did you start? Where are you now?
Well, I graduated high school in 2020, so peak COVID.
Mm-hmm.
And then I started college, and everything was online, and I was really falling behind, and I kind of felt, you know, very worthless. And it's been 3 years now. I left school, and I started working at a daycare, and now I am back at school and studying for elementary education.
Look at you.
How do you like me now?
Yeah, that was a hard time for a lot of people, but I don't think that people realize how it changed people's path. Like, you literally were on one path, and the whole thing got knocked off the tracks, and now look at you. You found your way back to it.
Yes, I did.
Good for you. Go ahead, say, how do you like me now?
How do you like me now?
How do you like me now?
Thank you so much for sharing, Aubrey. Michelle. All right, Michelle, you have a How Do You Like Me Now story. Where'd you start? Where are you now?
Okay, so almost 2.5 years ago, I unexpectedly lost my husband, who was only 50.
Oh.
And 6 months later, I lost my sister, who was 56, to leukemia.
Oh, my God.
And then shortly after that, I lost my beloved family dog of 10 years unexpectedly. Ugh. So my How Do You Got Me Now is that I'm still standing and moving forward.
Yeah, man, you've been through a lot.
How do you like me now?
And we talk, like,
definitely.
Grief shows up in the most unexpected times and places, and you never know what somebody's going through, and for you to just continue to push through, and as you start to, you finally get into that grieving process, and then you have to start it all over again multiple times.
Yeah.
That's so hard.
It has taught me a lot about life. You know, we're given this life, you got to keep moving forward and make the best of what you have.
Amazing. Thank you so much for sharing.